thank you for recording.
Cheers, thank you very much. Welcome everybody, welcome to this meeting of Charnborough Council Cabinet. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. In addition, under the local authorities' executive arrangements, meetings and access information, England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the council's control. So we will move to item one, which is apologies.
None received.
Cheers, thank you very much. Then item two is the disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Does any member have anything to declare? No, I just want to make a declaration on the devolution, is that I'm a member of Leicestershire County Council. Thank you. Leaders' announcement, I don't have any on item three to make this evening. And item four is minutes of the previous meeting. Can I move those as true and accurate records that it's been circulated? Thank you very much. All in favour? Thank you. Which sweetly brings us to item five, which is questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, and no questions were submitted. So we will swiftly move to our first substantial item, which is item six, Charnwood Grants. And with us we have Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, to present and assist with the report. Councillor Blackshaw, I will ask you to introduce the report and then we can ask any questions of officers for clarity and go into a discussion. Give it to yourself.
Thank you very much, Peter. The facilities grants were awarded to seven organisations, including four community venues, two sports venues and one support safe space venue. 14 community grants have been awarded as three projects supporting the cost of living, two repair and recycle projects, three are arts and event activities, and four are support groups or services, and two are venues and clubs. Several of the projects offer their services across the borough, including, whilst 12 of the two grant pots are placed outside of Loughborough, including Shepshed, Burstall, Anstey and the Wolds. If all the recommendations are approved, the full amount of both grant post for 2024 and 25 will have been allocated. So you remember we put £75,000 extra into the grant pot and that should have all gone at the end of this. And I'm pleased to say that the small grants bit that replaced the member grants has gone very well, and although we've transferred some of the underspend on that through to this grant spending.
Well, brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Latchell. Peter, anything further to add?
No, thank you, Leader.
Cheers, thank you. Any questions from Cabinet members or any observational statements? If not, I just want to say it's fantastic that we've been able to get all the money out to our community groups. And the fact that it was oversubscribed, is the word I think is used in the report, is testament to the decision we made to put extra funding in, because the demand is definitely there. And I think looking forward to next year's budget, that'd be probably that we wish to repeat, maybe not to the same extent depending on budgets, but I think that if the demand is there, we should support our community groups and organisations and voluntary organisations out there. Okay, so if there's nothing further, Councillor Blackshaw, over to yourself.
Thank you very much, Leader. So I'd like to move officer recommendations 1 to 3 for reasons 1 to 3 on agenda pages 12, 13 and 14.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. Unanimous, thank you. Item 7 is the English Devolution White Paper plus the Scrutiny Commission's report. With us we have Rob Mitchell, the Chief Executive, and Helen Breton, Head of Transformation, Strategy and Performance, to present and assist with the report. Online we have Councillor Shona McRae to present the Scrutiny Commission's report. Usually we go to the Scrutiny Commission officer first, but what I need to do today, because it's a very substantive item, I just want to read out a prepared statement. So in December 2024, the Ministry of Communities, Housing and Local Government published the English Devolution White Paper. The White Paper restates government's ambition that all areas will ultimately have a mayoral strategic authority. Councils in all 21 two-tier areas will be expected to reorganise over this Parliament and potentially the next. The government intends to reorganisation to happen in a phased approach, with the first new unitary councils expected before the end of this Parliament. Reorganisation is not a requirement for devolution though, but the government has indicated it will prioritise areas where reorganisation can unlock devolution. The White Paper does not set out any other specific criteria for acceptable reorganisation proposals. The government will not impose reorganisation on any areas, but it will write to all principal councils imminently encourage initial proposals to be submitted. It is implicitly assumed within the government proposal that the merger of Shire District and County Councils will improve service delivery and create financial efficiencies. This is likely true for some services, but removal of district councils risks the new unitary authorities becoming detached from local communities and the local aspects of place that are particularly valued by residents. It is also fair to note that the merger of operational functions undertaken by multiple existing organisations is likely to be complex, time-consuming and expensive, such that financial savings may not be realised in the short and medium term. Charnwood Borough Council has, alongside the other districts and borough councils, long supported the devolution of powers from Westminster. The creation of a new strategic authority aligns with this existing position. This report recommends support in principle for this proposal. Thank you very much. I'm going to turn to our scrutiny chair, Shona Rattray, to feedback the scrutiny commission's report.
Evening, everybody. Thank you, leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Chief Executive. We had a long discussion around this topic. Scrutiny members sought clarity and understood that the preference for a mayoral strategic authority, which would include an overarching strategic authority for Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, governed by an elected mayor and unitary authorities operating below this level. It was discussed as to whether these changes could unlock a fairer and more favourable financial settlement from government, but it was confirmed that this new structure would not change the way funding is calculated for services already delivered by local councils. Scrutiny acknowledged that the mayoral strategic authority model may bring improvements to large strategic projects like transport links, but that also there were concerns over whether there really would be cost efficiencies and the concerns around how we maintain our local relationship with our residents. It was acknowledged that a letter was expected from government which would include more detail and the proposals would be drawn up soon after. Any proposals would be brought to Cabinet and scrutiny before a final decision is then sent to full council. It was discussed that any reorganisation would take many years to complete and this could lead to a lot of uncertainty for residents and staff members. Members commented that the report lacked evidence for a number of statements that were made and seemed to be targeted towards poorly performing councils. Members commented that Charnwood was a well-run council and in sound financial position, and that some of the detail in the report did not represent Charnwood as a council. I mean the devolution report there, not the report proposed by the council itself. The Commission was happy with the report of the Chief Executive and responses given. The Commission was happy to support the report and recommends Cabinet approve the recommendations.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Cabinet members, any points of clarification on what Councillor Rattray has presented to us all on the scrutiny report itself? No? Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. I'm going to now move to our officers because this is a substantial item and it is potentially a key change of the way we are governed here in Leicestershire, Charnwood and Leicestershire. So, Rob, over to yourself.
Thank you, Leader. So, just very briefly to say thank you to the scrutiny chair and to the Commission for a very thorough discussion, actually, and some very interesting and topical questions, which I hope you were able to provide answers to. As you note from the report, the White Paper is quite broad. This report focuses particularly, though, on the devolution and the local government reorganisation aspects. There are other elements of the report that we'll need to bring back to members in due course. I think the report is obviously current, and the situation is changing. We do need this letter from government to give us more details about what will happen next. We are obviously now waiting as well for feedback from government in relation to the County Council's request to postpone its elections and clarity on the timetable will then follow. I think it's clear that, you know, we need
to be able to move at pace and to be agile working with our partners, and hopefully if Cabinet is minded to approve this report, that's what we'll be able to do, and then to bring back further details to Cabinet via scrutiny with further updates in due course, Leader.
Cheers, thank you very much. Helen, anything further to add on?
Nothing further to add, thank you.
Cheers, thank you. I'll open up the floor to Cabinet members. Any questions on the paper that's presented to us today?
Yes, just a quick question, it's not looking for an answer, it's understanding, because ultimately we have to understand the process. So it's very kind of broad, but one of the issues that could be contentious is the fact that Leicester City Council will want to expand its boundaries. Do we have clarity at this stage as to how that's going to be achieved? Because they'll have a view, districts will have a view of what they think is possible, and the residents that are impacted will have a view. So is there any indication how that's going to be? It's going to be quite a tricky issue and it's going to be managed.
I would agree that will be tricky. I suspect that there's a need for districts to consider individually what they might think is appropriate. I think there is a need to consider how we do consult with communities, both those that might be affected by that sort of proposal and more generally as well. And given the tight timeframes, that in itself will be tricky as well. So at this stage, to be clear, no discussions with Charlton Borough Council and the City have taken place where we have indicated any particular area would be passported to the City as part of this approach. I think the County Council have noted that they are also considering this, so there are conversations probably going on between City and County and City District. So we have encouraged, the Leader has encouraged and met with other partners to talk about these things globally, but some of the finer detail is not yet there. And as you say, it will be of great interest to communities and a range of stakeholders. So we will need to try and get clarity on that and then try and find space for consultation before we bring things back to Cabinet in due course.
Yeah, I can go with that. And just to reiterate, I am aware that there's a petition, contingency to be flavoured of the day at the moment, going around to state that county or the city shouldn't grab from the county. But I just want to put on record that we haven't had any discussions, Charnwood or the Infants Officer, haven't had any discussions towards that city boundary shift. So it may be something that comes up in the future, and Cabinet and Council and scrutiny will be informed. If there is, but that's something further down the line. You'll see from our report, probably not that much further down the line in time-wise, but it will be further down the line. Any further other questions? Councillor Batchel?
I was just going to say thank you very much for the clarity, because there's all sorts of rumours floating around out there, and it is useful to be able to go back to our wards and be able to say, well, those negotiations haven't taken place.
That's fine.
So just to follow on from your comment there about those things will need to start to be considered quickly, and I think that is the case, so we will need to start looking at and discussing with our relevant local authorities what we might need, but I think still we need clarity from government about, you know, are they entertaining these sorts of boundary changes, what does that mean? So there's a whole range of different things that need to come together in order for us to be able to make a firm and clear proposal that we can then talk to communities about.
Yeah, I just want to reassure those wards or close to the city boundary that should any discussions happen, we will be involving all those ward councillors as well, just to be partake in that discussion, so they can look at their residents in the eye and tell them if there are any discussions happening. But at this moment in time, there isn't anything. And to be fair, for the next couple of months, 3 months, there probably won't be any further proposals for us to bring to here regarding any boundary changes. But we will see, and we will keep everybody informed. Any further questions at all on the evolution? If not, I will move officer recommendations 1 to 9 for the reasons 1 to 9 on the agenda supplement pages 2 to 3. But before I move that, sorry, apologies. We have had a letter from our fellow County Councillor, Max Hunt. He has written in to the Chief Executive, CC, myself in, and asking for the letter to be circulated to Cabinet members, which it has been. It's just a letter on his point on the devolution from a county perspective, his county perspective. So I just want to put on record that that has been circulated to Cabinet members. If I move again, our officer recommendation 1 to 9, four reasons 1 to 9 on the agenda supplement pages 2 to 3. Can I have a second, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Batchel. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. Item 8, which is a Charlwood Forest UNESCO Global Geopark Governance Arrangements. With us we have Matt Bradford, Head of Contract, Leisure, Waste and Environment, to present and assist with the report. I'll move over to Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report.
Okay, thank you. So you may know that I'm the Charlwood Borough Council representative member on the Charlwood Forest Regional Park Board currently. This has been the convening body for partner organisations who are working together to enhance Charlwood Forest since 2009. So one of the things that this board has done is it successfully applied for lottery funding, and much of the activities in the last few years have been overseeing the programme of work funded by the lottery funding. However, this funding is coming towards the end, so the board has started to look at future plans. And in 2021, the board agreed to pursue an application for UNESCO Global Geopark status. And in 2022, the board established a legacy committee to support the board in creating a governance structure that would enable a global geopark application to be made, and also to create a strategic plan for 2025 to 2030. So one requirement for the global geopark application is that the management organisation must be legally constituted. And so the current board is not an appropriate vehicle for the geopark application. So to this end, there was a lot of debate, and the legacy committee came up with a number of proposals and recommendations. And those of you can remember, I did actually circulate a paper on this in February 2024, and this was first mooted. So there was a lot of, I also sort of raised it with Rob and Simon as well, so to see if there's any sort of financial implications. So there's been quite a lot of discussion, and in the end they decided to go forward with a new organisation called the Charlwood Forest Geopark, and this will be formed as a charitable incorporated organisation. So this is an appropriate legally constituted body for the application. We've since had discussions about the aims and objectives and mission of this new organisation, and also the governance. And part of the governance is there's going to be a new expanding board of trustees. And as part of this, there's nominated trustees for all the local councils associated with the Charlwood Forest area. So to this end, this is really about nominating me. So shortly, the Charlwood Forest Regional Park Board will be wound up, and the new charitable organisation will be the new governing body taking over the work on looking at bringing together all those partners interested in the development of Charlwood Forest.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Matt, anything further to add?
It's right.
Cheers, thank you very much for that. Cabinet members, any questions or any... just want to say it sounds exciting that it's continuing, even though it's been the original's been wound up. So it's continuing, and it's hopefully it's guys as it is. And there are some big hitters, so county councils involved, Hinkley and Bosworth, I believe, as well. Hopefully it will continue going forward, because I think it'll be an excellent thing for the area to continue the geopark. And expand it if it can in the future. Maybe then whatever comes in the future will hopefully support it as well as much as we've done as well. Okay. Councillor Ashcroft, back to yourself.
Okay, I have one more thing to mention. Yeah. Is it's actually already got a website, and they're already doing activities already. So if you put in Charlwood Forest Geopark, you will find it's up and running and doing things already. So and so there will be lots more activities, I think. So it is quite an exciting time. So I'd like to move the Officer Recommendations 1 to 2 for reasons 1 to 2 on agenda page 38.
Fantastic. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. All in favour? Cheers. Thank you very much. That concludes our meeting this evening. Just want to thank everybody for their attendance. Thank you very much.